From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan, and welcome back.
Well, thank you.
I have a little bit of a hangover this morning. A Halle Berry hangover. She's doing the rounds, you know, because John Wick 3, she's in it. Last night she was on James Corden, which comes on really damn late. I mean, that's like what? In the middle of the night, that damn show.
Well, yes.
So, of course, I had to stay up and watch it.
And he's,
you know,
so good, he should be on earlier.
I think he should. I think he should be on instead of Colbert. I watched Colbert last night, too.
Yeah.
Because of Big Bang. Well, we'll talk about Big Bang in a minute. But anyway, Halle Berry looking fine. She played the Spill Your Guts or Feel Your Guts, and she ended up eating turkey testicles.
That's her, you know, eating on some balls.
Yep. And they ran a trailer for John Wick where she plays a badass assassin with a couple of badass dogs for assassins.
I saw that. Because I was watching.
Were you watching too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, was she a good person or a bad person?
I think she's a good-ish person in this. She's one of those that, you know, fighting crime.
I thought those dogs were kind of hard to believe.
Nah, it's all CGI. You know what? What dogs? It was Halle Berry, man.
And I thought, I've seen her hair look so much better.
I wasn't paying attention to the hair. Hair?
Was her hair up or down, John?
Who else was on the show? I think there were other people sitting on the couch. I don't recall. Now, I will say this, though. I am really super tired this morning because I went to bed at, like, I woke up off the couch at 2 o'clock this morning going, like, oh, well, I got to get up in 2 hours.
I don't think I have sympathy for you.
No, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Well, it's a disturbing story in my mind.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Disturbing.
There have been rumors about Robert Pattinson possibly being the next Batman.
No, that can't happen. That cannot happen. Oh, no, that cannot happen. That's DC jumping the shark on Batman. I can't believe that. Nobody would go see him as Batman. Zac Efron could play Batman better than Pattinson.
Oh, yes, he could.
They should get Hemsworth. Liam or Chris. Either one would be an okay Batman.
Either one would be fine.
They just got to get their American accent on. But yeah, no.
So this little rumor has been circulating for months.
Months?
And now he is reportedly the front runner for the gig.
No. No, this cannot be. I will not allow it. Somebody call Ben Affleck back.
Was he a bad Batman?
He was okay. I mean, Batman's interesting. When has there been a good Batman? Like Michael Keaton. And Val Kilmer and Clooney, which Clooney was funny, but not a great Batman.
Right.
Christian Bale was the best Batman.
Christian Bale, yeah.
And this kid that's on Gotham isn't too bad either, but he's only 16.
Yes. So
now think of all the men that are popular today. And you know what? They could get The Rock to play Batman. I would go see that. I would totally go see that. Are there any other names they're considering, or is that it? Pattinson, we're done.
Okay, well, here's some other names for you.
Okay, other names.
Two of them I do not know. Nicholas Holt.
Okay.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Okay.
I don't know them.
They're not the most well-known actors
in
Hollywood.
There's another hot guy.
Which one is that?
That I do know of.
Who's
but
that?
But he just hasn't been successful so far. Armie Hammer.
Well, Armie Hammer probably would be okay. I think he could pull it off.
I think Armie Hammer could pull it off.
I think he could pull it off. Oh, yeah. Much better than Rob Pattinson. Come on. We should start a petition for The Rock.
Hell.
Although The Rock won't do a Warner Brothers movie. He's like signed to Disney for the rest of his life.
That's true.
Yeah. He's,
and again, see, Robert Pattinson, he was not my Edward.
You weren't Team Edward anyway.
No, well, Edward more than Kristen Stewart. Now, see, the Hemsworth boys weren't around when Twilight came around.
No, you weren't.
No. Sadly. Had they been.
Yeah. No, yeah.
My Twilight would have been a different experience. Last night was the series finales of The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you watch it?
I'm behind, but I did watch it.
And how did you feel without spoilers?
I loved it.
I thought wrapped it up with a, you know,
they wrapped it up. Well, I was not expecting that.
No, there were twists. As much of a twist as there could be in that show.
Yeah.
I thought it was sweet. I thought it was for an hour long episode because it was two episodes cut up. But the thing about series finales, you'll never see them in reruns. So that's why you have to watch them while they're still available. No, they never. Once in a while. They do run the Friends one, don't they? They do. They might on this one too because it was really a charming episode. Because
Sheldon gave a speech. Not
to give anything away, but yeah, Sheldon gave a really sweet speech. Yeah.
I was kind of surprised it was sweet as it was.
You know what? I'm not, because if you think about shows, you think about films. The biggest thing in storytelling is character transformation. And so that's all we're going to say about Sheldon, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
It only took 12 years, but that's all we're going to say about Sheldon.
When he was saying what he had to say, it wasn't near. He could have included his wife more.
I don't know. I thought he said that. I thought he was. He wasn't in the doghouse with her. So there. All right. So enough. You know what I thought was cute is that young Sheldon, which is now going to be the anchor show on Thursday nights, which is a fantastic show.
The kid is
amazing. And still, Jim Parsons does the, you know, the Wonder Years voiceover narrator guy. And they tied it in without tying it in. So it was kind of like the backstory of everything that happened with the Big Bang Theory and the feels at the end. Go back and watch it. If you're a Big Bang fan and you didn't watch Young Sheldon, you got to watch the tag, the last minute of the show.
I was actually feels. Moved by that.
I was moved. Thinking about that.
Now, at the end of the Big Bang Theory, during a certain part, not that my eyes watered, my eyes leaked. My eyes, seriously, I was crying.
I think there was a lot of leaking last night. I was looking at a poll this morning on E! 87% of those polled said they loved it.
Yeah.
So
now, if you ask me about How I Met Your Mother.
Now, come on. Stop that. That was the way that was supposed to end. I will always maintain that show is about Robin. All right. Well, thank you. Have yourself a good weekend. And we'll be back here Monday morning to do it all over again. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.